President Xi is on day two of his visit to Seattle. He'll travel to the other Washington after he wraps up here. Why has President Xi put Washington State first on his itinerary? David Bachman is a China expert and a professor of international studies at the University of Washington. He told David Hyde there are some good reasons for China to put Seattle and Washington State first.
Well, it's generally been a very congenial state for U.S.-China relations, with Boeing having been in business with China since 1972, Bill Gates being perhaps the second most widely known American after President Obama, with Microsoft being a standard in China, Starbucks all over China. There's a sense that Washington State is a quite positive place for Chinese leaders to come and visit. The optics of appearing at the Boeing facility up in Everett are ones that play well back home. And we have to remember that Xi Jinping is, like most politicians, concerned about local politics, the local politics of China. So much of this visit, while concerned about U.S.-China relations, is about conveying impressions back to the audience in China.
What makes this visit different?
A couple of things make this visit different. Since 2006, China has without doubt become the second most powerful country in the world, the second largest economy in the world, one where the Chinese leadership has taken a more nationalistic and assertive stance towards its issues, less inclined to perhaps follow U.S. leads on some issues, so that in that sense, it's more a relationship or a meeting of equals than it was before. A second factor is that there are clear signs that the U.S.-China relationship has gotten worse over the last 6 to 8 months on issues relating to human rights, the South China Sea, cyber hacking and espionage. And these are issues that in some ways weren't, well, human rights has always been an issue on the agenda, but certainly the South China Sea, cyber hacking, espionage has not been as highly ranked on the agenda as it is before.
And as I understand it from some of the leaders that we have in this country back in the other Washington in Washington, D.C., it's not a problem that President Xi's visiting Washington State. It's that he's visiting here first. What's the concern?
Certainly in 2006, when the previous Chinese leader, Hu Jintao, came through, he came through here first. So that some of it is Chinese leaders, like everyone else, sort of like to get their feet under them when they travel across the international dateline and time zones. And it's significant in the sense that he's drawing in the major leaders of American high-tech industry to meet with him here rather than back east associated with the American Chamber of Commerce or other organizations that are more national in scope. And it reflects perhaps an attempt by Xi Jinping or people close to him to see if they can divide the American corporate community from an American government that sees China in increasingly worse terms. And certainly the Obama administration sees China more positively, or the relationship more positively with China, than does much of the Republican Party.
One of the things that's planned for this visit is a China Internet Forum. They're going to be meeting at Microsoft to talk about the Internet. How much will thorny issues like China and Internet freedom, for example, be coming up at a forum like this?
I suspect much more than we were until because of this recent announcement that the Chinese want this code of conduct of American IT firms in China, which is written in a typically very broad way for that the initial rounds of Chinese legislation or regulation are.
And it's asking them, U.S. companies, to turn over data and other information.
Yes, and maybe give backdoors to software and access to materials on the cloud, which this raises all sorts of red flags. So this is going to be a very difficult issue. Also, the optics of the man who runs the Chinese internet, in other words, the internet censorship regime, giving a major speech to U.S. IT executives is going to play well to a sort of nationalist appeal in China. It's not going to play so well in the United States to human rights activists and others that they're actually listening and meeting with this person who, needless to say, is not someone upholding freedom of speech, freedom of information, and the kinds of issues that many in the U.S. think should predominate in the way that the U.S. interacts with China.
David Bachman is a professor of international studies at the University of Washington. He spoke with David Hyde.